This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Brachas, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Me'emusai koyuin eshmar ba'arvis. From what time of night does the mitzvah to recite the evening Shema begin? Mishah shahakoyhanim nechnasim le'echol b'tshumasan. From the time that the stars appear, which is also when the Kaihanim are allowed to eat truma after having been tame and having gone to the mikvah, that very day they must wait until the stars appear to become entirely pure. Ad Saif, Huashmur HaRishayna, Divrei Rebbe Eliezer, this is the time for reciting the evening Shema. It lasts until the end of the first watch, which is 1/3 of the night, since the night is divided into 3 watches. This is according to Reb Eliezer. V'chachomim oimrim ad chatzois. The Chachomim said, it may be read until midnight. Rabbi Gamliel oimer ad shiyala amud hashachar. Rabbi Gamliel said, it may be read until the morning light. Ma'ise shebo banav mebeis hamishte omru loy lo karino eshema. Rabbi Gamliel's sons once returned home late from a wedding and told their father that they had not yet said the Shema. Omar lohem, im lo olo amud hashachar, chayovin atem likrois. He responded to them, if the morning light has not yet appeared, you still have a mitzvah to say the Shema. V'lo zu bilvad, el kol ma she'omru chachomim ad chatzois, mitzvosin ad shiyalo amud hashachar. Furthermore, whenever the chachomim gave a time limit until midnight, the mitzvah is really until the morning light. Hekter chalovim vevarim, mitzvosin ad shiyalo amud hashachar. For example, the time for offering the fats and meat of korbanos on the Mizbeach and the time by which one day korbanos must be eaten is until the morning light. Im kein, lama amru chachamim ad chatzois, kedei laharchik es ha'adam min ho'aveiro. If so, why did the Chachamim say that you have a deadline by midnight for eating the korbanos and reciting the Shema? It's only as a precaution, lest people come to sin by missing the real time limit. That is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Brachos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Me'emusai koren Shema b'shachris, Mishiyake bein tcheilis l'lovan. From what time of morning does the mitzvah to recite the morning Shema begin? From when it is light enough to distinguish tcheles from white in the tzitzis strings. Reb Eliezer Omer ben tcheles lekarti v'goymra ad hanetzachama. Reb Eliezer said, from when tcheles is distinguishable from green and until sunrise. Reb Yoshua Omer ad sholosh shois. Shekein derech b'nei melachim lamed b'sholoshayis. Yeshua said, until the third hour of the day, since that's when the sons of kings would wake up. Hakoyre mekan ve'elech lo hifsid ka'odom hakoyre b'toyra. If a person says Shema after this time, he did not lose the opportunity, first of all, to recite its brachas, and his recital of the Shema still fulfills the mitzvah of Torah study, even though it does not fulfill the mitzvah of saying Shema. And that is the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Brachos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Beishamai Oimrim, Bo Erev Kol Odom Yatu Veyikru, Uva Boiker Ya'amaydu, Shenemar Uveshachbucha Uvekumecha. Beishamai said that at night, everyone should lie down on their sides when they say Shema, and in the morning they should stand up, as is written when you lie down and when you get up. ובייס הלל אומרים, כל אדם קורא כדרכוי, שנאמר ובלכתך ודרך, בייס הלל said that everyone should say Shema as they please, as is written when you go on the way. Im kein lama nema uveshachbecha uvekumecha, veshash b'nei adam sheichvim, uveshash b'nei adam oimdim. According to Beis Hillel, the verse when you lie down and when you get up refers to the times when people lie down and get up in the night and morning. Amar Rabbi Tarfon, ani hayisi va baderech, vihitesi likrois kedivrei Beis Shammai, visikanti ba'atzmi mipnei halistim. Rabbi Tarfon said that one time he was walking along the road and he lied down to say the evening Shema in accordance with Beis Shammai, risking his life to the threat of highway bandits. Amru loy, kedai hayisi lachoyv ba'atzmecho, she'avarta al divrei Beis Hillel. The Chachamim told him that had he been killed, he would have been guilty of his own blood, since he did not act in accordance with Beis Hillel, whose opinion is the accepted halacha. That is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Brachos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Bashachar mevorch shtayim lefaneo, v'achas l'achreo, uve'erev shtayim lefaneo, u'shtayim l'achareo. The morning Shema, two brachos are recited before it, and one bracha after the Shema. For the evening Shema, two brachos are recited before and two brachos after. Achas arucha v'achas kitzara. For the two brachos before each Shema, one bracha is long, beginning and ending with a Baruch At Hashem, and one is short, ending with Baruch, but not beginning with it. Makom she'amru laharich einu rashoi lekatzer. Lekatzer einu rashoi laharich. Wherever Chazal said to use a long wording, one may not use a short one, and vice versa. Lachtoim einu rashoi shalo lachtoim. V'shalo lachtoim einu rashoi lachtoim. Wherever Chazal said to conclude a brocha with Baruch Atah, one may not omit the conclusion. And wherever they said not to, for example, the brachas over fruits or mitzvahs, one may not add a concluding bracha. That is the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Brachos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hei. Maskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim Balei Lois. The going out of Egypt is mentioned in the Parsha of Tzitzis in Shema. We read the Parsha of Tzitzis at night since it mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim. Reb Amar Reb Elias ben Azaria, Harei Ani Keben Shivim Shana, V'lo Zechisi Sh'Te'omi Yetzias Mitzrayim Ba'Leilois, Ad Shedar Sh'Ben Zayma, Sh'nem Alman Tizker Yoyim, Tzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha Hayomim, Kol Yimei Chayecha Ha'Leilois. Reb Elias ben Azaria said, I'm like a 70-year-old man, but I was never able to convince the Chachamim that mentioning coming out of Mitzrayim must be said at night until Ben Zayma learned it from the pasuk that says, so that you will remember the day you left Mitzrayim all the days of your life. That when the pasuk says the days of your life, it refers to the daytime. When it says all the days of your life, it comes to include the night. V'chachamim ha'imrim, yimei chayecha ha'olam hazeh, kol yimei chayecha lahavi l'mois ha'mashiach. The Chachamim argued that the days of your life that's referred to in the Torah refers to this world. That in this world, we should remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. And when it says all the days of your life, that comes to include the times of Mashiach. That even when Mashiach comes, we'll have a mitzvah to say Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is the end of Mishnah Hay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.